In the 1990s, many of the women in rap videos were skinny and scantily clad, but Missy Elliott took a different approach. In her first solo music video, she wore a comically large black bodysuit, inflated like a Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloon. You want curves? Here are your curves. And the music that she and her partner, Timbaland, produced was unlike anything out there. Cultural critic Kiana Fitzgerald is looking back at a few of hip-hop's game-changing moments. And today, it's Missy Elliott's 1997 debut album, Supa Dupa Fly.
Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly.
When the Rain video came out and she was in the inflatable patent leather suit, it was like, what is going on here? Like, who is this woman and where does she come from? As, you know, a black woman of a specific size, I had never seen anything like it. She's made a lot of things possible just with her mere presence. And I think that really speaks to how off the wall she and Timbaland were. They were just two, you know, very talented, albeit goofy people who were able to come together and say, you know what is everybody doing and how can we not do that?
Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Vroom. I'm driving to the beach. Top down, loud sound, see my peace. Give them pounds, now look who it be. It be me, 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 and Timothy.
Before Missy Elliott, hip-hop wasn't the most friendly place for women rappers. You know, we had Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown. We had artists that were very popular, but honestly, a lot of their material was focused on, you know, sex, explicit things. They didn't really have much opportunity to exist outside of that. Missy presented herself to the world exactly as she was. A quirky, futuristic feminist who, you know, if she was talking about sex, she did it in a very, like, coquettish, covert way.
You know how I is. So freaking hot that I see it. Gee whiz, get my clothes tailored like I'm Lee.
She loves to inject humor into her work. There's a song called Izzy Izzy Ah, and she's just making up words, having a good time. And we're like, oh yeah, I don't know what she's saying, but it sounds good. This is a bop. I like this. That's the kind of world that she lives in. It's not like, you know, I'm just going to be unconventional for the sake of doing it. I'm going to be unconventional because I want to draw you into my orbit, into my planet of off the wall, oddball, unexpected music. She has her fingerprint on so many careers, from a Drake to Ludacris, you know, who is both musically and visually inspired by Missy Elliott. A lot of not just the quote unquote female rap of today, but rap at large is because of Missy being, you know, one of one.
I was looking for affection.
That was Kiana Fitzgerald. Her new book is called Ode to Hip Hop, 50 Albums That Define 50 Years of Trailblazing Music. She'll break down another album next week.